大家好，欢迎各位同志一定不叫的领导。他叫做 Ko Hayashi， 来自日本，现在是中国的一个名为钱德勒的国际策略公司的董事总经理，同时也是西湖资本有限公司行政主管，非常有的头衔。但他最开始在中国立足的时候是毫无人脉关系，而且甚至是不会中文的，所以他是怎样一步步走到今天这样的位置的？今天他来和我们分享是如何来找到他的人生的目标，然后他的热情和创造。我们欢迎您，领导先生。
大家好，我爱你。That's one of the few words I know in Chinese, along with mama ho ho.What else do I know? Hao hu hao. And Pao Yan. So hello, I'm Paul. I'm from the US. And here's my share for your TEDx crush. When I first saw the topic, I loved it. I said, I haven't even heard that word for a long, long time, for many years. And I love that you picked it as the theme of your program. I threw one of my favorite quotes up there. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And I like what the young man just said, that don't follow other people's agenda or dreams. He could have ended up a fine doctor, I'm sure, but he's following his passion, and he has a crush on paper making. And that is elaborate, incredible. I mean, it's about physics, it's about creativity, it's about innovation, it's about art. So I love his presentation. So the title of my talk is Rediscovering My Life Purpose, My Passion, and My Inspiration Here in Your Beautiful Country, China. It was November 2008, and I stepped off the plane in Shanghai. I had been to China many times in the past for a 10-year period, but this trip was different. I was moving to China from America, my home. In the past, I'd spent a lot of time in China, I thought, 2-3 weeks at a time, and I had the mistaken illusion that one could start a business here and thrive and build it. Commuting from the US back and forth to China, was I sadly mistaken. What a foolish dream. The meetings with the Chinese were animated, lively, even exciting at times. We shook hands, we feasted 12-course Chinese feasts, we toasted to new friendship, we pledged cooperation, we talked about strategic partnerships. I would return to America, I would write carefully written, succinct, even illuminating and even brilliant presentations. I'd email it to China, and I'd wait, and I'd wait, and I'd wait, no answer. I wish they'd at least send a reply, not interested or reject, but there's total silence from China. So I would return to China, and again, I was received warmly. They resumed talking enthusiastically about working together, about cooperating, and about partnering. And I would return to America. And this went on for 2 years. And nothing happened. I decided, if something's going to happen, I've got to go to China and set up shop. Now, I had a moment of trepidation, I admit. After all, I fancy myself a global citizen with a multicultural, international approach. But this is a big step, even for me. To cut myself off from the umbilical cord that tied me to what I knew, what is known, my network, my resources, and a cultural bond to the United States and Hawaii. And I was leaving for the unknown, the unfamiliar, China. I paused for a second and I committed. Yes, I'm going to China with the blessing of my business partner, Linda Chandler, of 20 years. She said, go for it. And I thought, what have I got to lose? And what I got to gain is a brand new life. So, when I got to China this time, it was not as a visitor any longer, but as a new participant in this incredible human adventure. And I became one of 1.4 billion souls in the Middle Kingdom. When I got up the first morning in Shanghai, I didn't even have time to get nervous. Hey, I've been advancing the thing. I don't know how to do this. My staff always does this. Where am I? Anyway, forget it. This technology is too much. So how do I begin my China adventure? I had no connection, no office, and I don't speak Chinese. Well, I needed to start somewhere. I had my MacBook, laptop, my iPhone, but I needed a place to work that had Wi-Fi connection. I found a comfortable Costa coffee shop, and I was in business. There in Shanghai, I held meetings there all day long, from 9 in the morning to 7 at night, and often I stayed till 10. And the clients and people who came to see me didn't mind. The coffee was great, and I paid for the coffee all day long. And the staff treated me like family. At first, I was meeting with many expats like myself, and then with many Chinese new acquaintances who many became friends and clients. And as I lived there, I attended functions and joined organizations. One thing I did that I encourage you all to consider, I joined this entrepreneurial group in Shanghai. At the beginning, the founder said he hoped 12 or 15 people would join. In 18 months, they now have 10,000 members. Only about 1,000 live in Shanghai. That's how exponential growth is in China. Anyway, at this program, you can raise your hand at the start, and you have 1 minute to tell about what you do and what is your impression. And usually they take 10 people. I always raise my hand, and when it's my turn, I get up and try to tell them something interesting, informative, a new analysis, a new perspective, and I try to do it in a passionate, informative way. And guess what? After each of those 60-second talks, at the end of the meeting, many people rush up to me, hand me their business card, and say, please, come visit my company. Come see me at my office. So if you're going to be at the meeting, don't just sit there and be an observer. Become a participant. Become active. Of course, I enrolled myself in a Chinese language class to attempt to learn Chinese. Wow. I even paid for the whole course. I managed to get to 4 classes. During the class, I kind of kept up. I learned a few words and some Chinese sounds of your language. As soon as I left class, I stepped out into the Shanghai traffic. 2 minutes later, I forget everything. So I said, this is not working. So I had to recruit a team. The kind of teammate I look for, they're smart, talented, high-energy individuals who are passionate and have deep experience that can help me out to build the China company. And I look for people who are multicultural, multidisciplinary, multilingual, and who are excellent at speaking Mandarin and other Chinese dialects. But the heart of the matter is, when you communicate with people, the language of the heart requires no translation. When you talk from your heart to the other person's heart, whether you're talking business or any other human communication, if they get a sense that you care and you are passionate and authentic and real, they get who you are. You don't need too much translation. And thank God, many of my Chinese clients speak some English, and actually some speak better English than I, because they went for advanced degrees in London and in Australia, Canada, and the United States. So I guess I'm lucky. Every single day in China, I learn at least one new thing. I am humbled, awed, and inspired by the incredible people I am most fortunate to meet. And while my team and I offer strategic consulting to Chinese companies, more than often I find myself, I am the student, not the teacher. I find myself the learner, the beginner, the newbie. You know, that's not a bad place to be, the learner. Whether we're talking about learning meditation, paper shaping, flower arranging, meditation, martial arts, quantum physics, or technology innovation, coming from the beginner side is not a bad position. In fact, that's the most resourceful position. Every day in China, one could get overwhelmed by the massive velocity of change. We see it everywhere, in every city. They used to say, this is the first tier of China City. This is second tier, third tier. Hey, all the cities look the same to me, and they're all transforming every day, every week, every month. You go back 6 months later, you can hardly recognize the skyline of many cities in China. In fact, a buddy of mine is from Chaozhou. And he always talking about my village, my village. Finally, I said, Ronald, how many people live in your village? He said, 5 million. I said, 5 million people? That's bigger than most American cities. So you gotta have a lot of people to qualify for even village status. I love it. Let me share with you three sparkling examples of the new China that made me fall in love with my new home. Yes, I confess, right here today in front of all of you, I have a big crush on China. Its history, its culture, its spirit, and most of all, its people. The other year, I met the founders of China's largest chair company. Their company's name is Hubble Chair, and they're near Shanghai, about 1 hour away. They made most of the chairs at the Beijing Olympics. The London Olympics, that's going to begin this summer, they made most of the seating. And the upcoming World Cup games, they also won that contract. I met them at their state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, and I was talking to them after the tour. And I asked the wife, who's the vice chairman and co-founder, what did you folks do before you started this chair company? She smiled and said, let my husband answer. So I turned to him, he sipped his cup of tea, and said, before that, we were bean farmers in Wenzhou. I said, bean farmers? He said, yes. He's very humble and both of them are incredible people of incredible ability, vision, and most of all, hard work and sacrifice and guts. And I said, what is the relationship between bean farming and building high-precision manufacturing world-class facility? You know, I thought about it and I said to myself, I think it's more difficult to be a successful bean farmer in Wenzhou than to go and build chairs. And that's the truth. And I salute this incredible, extraordinary couple, these two great Chinese entrepreneurs who are world class. And now their son is following. I met their son, he's 25 years old. He has his own company and he's building loading gates for the airport. You know, the loading gates to when the passengers go into the plane. And I go, wow, that's incredible. I got only 3 minutes left. I better go faster. This is too time consuming flipping the slides. I'm going to skip my next example. I'll just go to my third example. One of my students is a young lady. She had just graduated university, like some of you are about to. First week on her first job, a company sends her to the Canton Trade Fair. They said, just walk around, visit the booths, learn about our industry, which is office products. So that first morning, she's walking around, and a man is staring at her, a foreigner. She gets very uncomfortable. She gets upset. She walks up to him. She said, do you know it's rude to stare at people? He said, oh, sorry, miss. I just wondered what a high school student is doing at our trade fair. She said, I'm a university graduate. I'm 21, and I work for a company. He says, really? What do you sell? She was so new at her job, she didn't know what her company sold. She looked in her purse, pulled out a pen. She said, we sell this. He said, good. Here's my business card. Come to my hotel tomorrow morning at 8. So she was a little nervous about going to see a man in his hotel, a foreigner. But she shows up. They talk 25 minutes. At the end, he says, I'll take 7 containers of those pens. She runs back to the office. She tells the president, I sold 7 containers of the pen. He says, we don't make pens. But don't worry, we'll find out somebody who can make it for us. And this gentleman became her biggest client. She became number one in the firm for 4 straight years. He becomes a personal friend. When he goes to Europe, she goes to Europe. He says, no, you don't stay at a hotel. You stay at my home, and you become a member of our family. 4 years later, she starts her own company, and he follows and brings all his accounts with him to her new company. So she's huge success in Ningbo, and she has a great lifestyle now in China and in Canada. So I'm going to cut everything short. Since somehow my time ran away, I apologize. So I'm going right to my ending. So I said, connect with people deeply. Feel their pain, their hopes, their dreams. Chase away their fears and your fears, and you will close any distance. Language barriers, cultural differences, national boundaries will disappear in thin air. Sometimes in China, I feel like a modern-day Marco Polo, and I've been to most of the major cities, yes, and remote villages. So, in closing, you may be thinking, some of you young people, I wish I had a rich father. I wish I knew a government official, a relative. I wish I graduated from a more prestigious university. I wish. Wishing is just an excuse for doing nothing. The answer is, get a crush, find your passion, and follow it. Remember, your young talented have full of ideas, so go for your dreams and manifest it. It was Einstein who said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Thank you.